tweet at SaturdayRTE.
Now, toll charges on most toll roads around the country are to increase to their maximum level just 6 weeks from today. The price hikes are linked to the current rate of inflation, which has increased by 8.6% between August 2021 and August 2022. Before I came on air, I spoke to Cyril McGuinness, who runs a road haulage company in Rush County, Dublin. And I began by asking him how these proposed rises in tolls would affect him.
Well, it could be costing me an additional 35,000 a year.
That's a lot. Like, how many would you employ, sir?
We're employing about 12 people at the moment. We're pinned to our collar. We're quite honestly pinned to our collar. Like everyone else, I'm sure all your listeners are finding that their book in their pocket isn't going as far as it did 2 years ago. We are finding it that it is quite literally debt by a thousand cuts.
There's particular issues for the haulage business that you've come up against?
I suppose to put it into context, we all know that fuel has gone up, but all hauliers in Ireland have a green policy, and the vast majority of those are using environmentally friendly trucks like Euro 6 engines, which need a product called AdBlue. And back in September 21, I was buying 1,000 litres of AdBlue for €320. And then it went, in January of this year, it went up to €1,200, four times what it was. Now, lucky enough, it's back to €980 per 1,000 litres. So I've just bought four cubes of it. They'll be coming on Monday. But it has cost me, it's a 300% increase. And it was 400% in January. And for hauliers on tolls, I cannot understand why tolls are taking such a massive jump. When the truck goes through a toll booth, they have a scanner on the windscreen. It's automatically collected.
Tell me, sir, will you be passing this on to your customers?
I'm going to find it very hard to pass it on. And, you know, if all our costs keep escalating in the manner that they are, and customers won't be able to afford it. Customers are going to be out of business. And hauliers that don't pass it on are going to end up out of business. So I'm between a rock and a hard spot. I'm going to have to try and pass it on. But I know in my heart and soul there's customers that will not accept it. You know, currently we're paying on a round trip €48.60 to go to Cork on tolls, which is the right way of doing it, going, you know, on the main road. And after Christmas, it'll be €66.20 on a round trip. And the customer's going to tell me, I don't care what way you get the load of Cork. If you want to go through towns, go through towns.
And will it do that, though, sir? Would you think some hauliers will take that? And indeed all motorists, yeah.
Yes, I think some hauliers will. I've always believed that your motorway network is one of the best infrastructures for road safety, and we'd be very conscious of road safety. I'll be trying to stay on the motorways as long as I can, but I'm sure that there are people looking and saying, if I can save myself €60 a day over 5 days, over a year, it's €6,000. You know, I'm going to head down the national road. Like, we're looking at somewhere in the region of this increase is going to cost us across the board €35,000.
And what should happen in your view here?
So? Well, I think what we should have is a stay of execution on these rises for at least the next 12 to 24 months until we know what's happening in Ukraine, because prices are so volatile on our inputs, our labour, our insurance, our fuels, our additives, our tyres, everything has gone through the roof, and we're pinned to our collar to deliver the goods. Never before, Katie, was a job lost because a haulier wasn't available. But if prices continue to go out of control the way they are, I can tell that hauliers won't be there to do it. I can see hauliers leaving this industry in their droves.
And that was Cyril McGuinness there talking to me just before the programme. Minister, I know your colleague was asked about this, your colleague, Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Hildegard Nocton. It came up at the RDS this morning. She says that conversations have to happen about how we manage this. What does that mean?
Well, I think this is a massive increased cost on hauliers, on commuters, and myself and Pat that represent County of Meath, massive amount number of people commuting on the roads every day of the week. This is a major issue in terms of the cost put on them, and as well as people who will use these roads. We're very clear in Fine Gael, the budget have just come through, and again we're discussing it in the next session here with Pascal Donoghue at the Ardesh around support, so businesses, support for those at work. Lee will touch on this again tonight in his speech about making sure work always pays. Increase like costs like this undermine what we tried to achieve with the budget, which was address the cost of living. I accept TII are independent of government, but this is something that wasn't on our radar, and it's something that government will be sitting down with them in the weeks ahead, because it's another increased cost. We're trying to push back to reduce the cost. We know it's a difficult time ahead for the next 5 or 6 months, and Budget 23 was a cost of living budget to help people with that, with 11 billion package. But this is another cost they don't need, and it's a major pressure on commuters. So there will be engagement on this with TII.
There will be engagement, but really, ultimately, at the end of the day, is there anything you can do about it? You can't stop them, can you?
The difficulty, Katie, is that they are independent of government. So there'll be a conversation with them around that. But we'll also be having the conversations with businesses again, how we can support them. The energy supports are kicking in the weeks ahead now, which are a major assistance to business. But they're under immense pressure because we want to protect those businesses, protect those jobs. The haulier sector is a major part of that, and logistics. So, and we will be working with them in this sector as well.
Yeah, but so are you saying then that we can't stop this increase going up, but that actually the rest of us might end up paying for it? We might end up having to compensate the hauliers to support them if they have to pay these tolls.
No, what I'm saying was, we have been discussing for the last couple of months, and even again today in our own sessions, around how's the best way to support businesses through a difficult time. This increase in tolls is not a government decision, it's a TII decision, but we have to deal with them on that and focus in. But at the same time, Katie, ongoing, regardless of what costs are there, we are very much concentrated on supporting businesses through difficult times, like we did during COVID, like we did through Ukraine as well.
First of all, Leo Varadkar, as Minister for Transport, set up the TII. So he created this, and in many ways the government are playing the HSE on this. They've created an organisation that makes decisions at arm's length that in actual fact the government is responsible for. And it's absolutely bananas. I put a parliamentary question into the Minister to find out how much money that the government are actually harvesting from the tolls that they own. And incredibly, in the last 9 years, the government have taken 1.3 billion euros in tolls on the M50 bridges. Now, those bridges were built for 53 million euros. So the governments are making multiples of the costs.
Okay,
just
to come
bridges
in on that.
It's an absolute disgrace. Okay. And Damien mentioned people from our constituency. There are people from me that are spending £2,000 plus on tolls alone on an annual basis currently, at a time when car prices are higher than ever, at a time where the government are taking more from fuel taxes than they did before the cost of living crisis happened, and at a time where people can't, like, and one of the most phenomenally stressful things about this is I know so many people who are spending 3 hours now commuting to work. They are stuck in traffic and they're having to pay the maximum tolls now for the pressure of being
in
stuck
park
in traffic.
Minister, you wanted to get back in there.
Well, and that's why we're concentrating a lot on making sure people have jobs closer to their homes, be it here at Lone or Meath. But
Katie, on the tolls, right,
just to be clear, eight out of the 10 toll roads are ran by TII. The two that the government collect the tolls on, that money, as everyone knows, is reinvested back into the road network, where we're spending billions over the years ahead to improve and enhance the road network, as well as invest in public transport. Because both me and Pather both want to see the like of the train coming to Navan. That's what you have to invest money raised in as well. But we'll
make a commitment to the rail to Navan.
So it is committed to Pather. You know it's written in the agreement.
Money
is set aside to make it happen. That's our job in government, to make things happen. You can call for it. We can set aside the money.
That's what we've been.
It is there, Pather.
Okay, let Rebecca mine in. Yeah.
Cyril actually made a really important point. And the point that he made is, rather than use the motorways, he'll be going through towns and villages. And we know one of the biggest costs in terms of traffic is congestion and the time that it takes from people to do that. And we really need to have a look and overhaul our road taxation system and our petrol taxation system, because at the moment we're relying on money coming in from tolls, road tax or motor tax and petrol levies, and we're encouraging people to decarbonise. That's going to be a big hole in the budget in future years to come. So I think the government need to commit to overhauling a system where we are looking, what are our transport priorities? They're sustainable transport, they're moving people onto public transport and they're decarbonising our fleet. And then how do we do that, that we plug that gap that's there? Personally, I think tolls should be removed, mm-hmm. but also congestion charges increased, so they're not going through towns and cities and villages where most of them shouldn't be there.
Indeed. And then let me just say, Cyril said he wouldn't, that he would stick with the main road, but he was saying that,
but
that
he was
people
saying
will
that's
inevitably
the alternative
consider
for
this.
People.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here, just to show you the confusion of this, the government launched the school bus plan at the end of the summer to get more kids out of cars into school buses. They couldn't get enough companies to tender for those because those school buses can't make enough money because the price of fuel is too high. So, you know, the government are actively working against their own objectives in terms of the bus system.
And fairness, Katie, to come in on that.
In terms of targets.
And in terms of buses as well, it's really important to say there is a real crisis in the public bus system at the moment. They can't get enough drivers for them. Buses are not arriving at bus stops. They're arriving full and leaving people behind them. And people are not confident at the moment that they can get to work through the bus, the public bus.
So it's driving them back onto the road. Minister.
Just to be clear, Padraig failed to mention that by making the school buses free as a cost of living measure this year, that's what has increased the demand, and rightly so, and that's a positive in this year's budget.
But there are thousands of kids who can't get the school
bus system. Just to be clear, because you know this too, Padraig, increased money was allocated in the budget to be able to put on the extra buses. We're working across my Department of Transport, to make sure we have enough drivers now, and we're looking at the PERMA scheme as well. So we will address this, but the key is that we put the money aside to be able to fund these buses, and that's what we've done.
Okay, and that's it. That's all we have time for. We're actually over time. The broadcast coordinator today was Stephen Higgins. Padraig Carney was on sound. Andrew Fleming was the researcher, and the show was produced by David O'Sullivan. Thank my panel for joining us today. Thank you all for listening. Des and Joanne are on their way now with Saturday Sport, but for me and all the team, have a great afternoon.